This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Jeremy Hobson. If you go back in time, you'll find certain songs that say a lot about the state of the economy, like this one from 1985, 40 Hour Week by the band Alabama.
Hello, Detroit auto worker. Let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living.
So as far as I know, there aren't any songs yet this year about the fiscal cliff, but there are songs from 2012 about economic hardship and about how we deal with economic issues. Marketplace's David Gura has our story.
One theme stood out this year to Michael Wood. He's a music writer for the Los Angeles Times.
I think you saw sort of a lot of songs that spoke to, or at least tried to speak to, some notion of struggle.
Paying bills and getting by. Wood points to a new anthem by Bruce Springsteen. It's called We Take Care of Our Own.
Of good intentions is going dry as a bone. We take care of our own. We take care of our own.
And in the song, he sort of positions himself with these people that are sort of trying to identify themselves opposite the sort of power structure.
It's a role Springsteen reprised a couple of months ago after Superstorm Sandy hit his home state. The Rolling Stones sang about struggle on their new album, and Michael Wood says we heard a new take on economic hardship in hip-hop this year. The struggle, he says, intensified. Rick Ross released an album called God Forgives, I Don't.
I see how these dudes plan, but I could adapt. These haters can't hold me back. These haters can't hold me back. These haters can't hold me back.
It's him laying out the struggle that it took to arrive at his sort of rarefied position now.
I look in my fridge, my looking scarce. I got a few kids, we need some help on the shelf. I get a knock at the door, they say my rent overdue. And why my knock held up and don't know what else to do.
And Michael Wood says there's something novel about these lyrics.
You never would have heard a rapper acknowledging that it took work to get to where he is. I think that that's a new mindset.
Everything went well, I'm eating steak, no more soup. Then I bought the Capri, I went and got me a coupe.
That kind of struggle is something Mark Anthony Neal also heard in hip-hop this year. He teaches in the African American Studies Department at Duke. Neal singles out another rapper, Kendrick Lamar.
He just released an album called A Good Kid, Mad City.
I woke up this morning and figured I'd call you in case I'm not here tomorrow. I'm hoping that I can borrow a piece of mind. I'm behind on what's really important. My mind is really distorted. I find nothing but trouble in my life. I'm fortunate you believe in a dream. This orphanage we call a ghetto is quite a routine.
And throughout the album, there's these interesting skits where his mother is leaving voicemail messages.
Record your message after the tone.
Kendrick, where you at? I gotta go to the county building, man. These kids ready to eat. I'm ready to eat. I gotta get them food stamps. Come on now. You on your way or what?
In 2012, performers didn't sugarcoat the struggle. It's something they laid bare.
You get an artist like Kendrick Lamar, who in most worldview is a hip-hop star. But even as someone who's a star, you know, who now has this incredible album that everybody's listening to, you know, he still lives tenuously close to this working-class experience.
That experience was also central to a lot of Latin music this year. It's something like Silencia, a New York-based salsa group focused on. Catalina Maria Johnson hosts a Chicago-based radio show called Latino Beat.
They call it salsa con conciencia, salsa with a conscience. And often their lyrics are directed specifically at social and political topics. So while you're dancing, you're thinking too at the same time. Says, you know, my kids are yelling, there's no more cereal. I have to, like, really struggle to pay taxes, and the bankers pay nothing. The rich get richer, the poor get poorer.
Johnson says that in 2012, many artists seemed fed up. LA Times music writer Michael Wood says we heard a sense of frustration in another genre, in a different way.
You had this preponderance of songs in 2012 where young pop stars are talking about partying like it's all going down. We need to live it up because we might not have tomorrow.
Stars like Kesha, Justin Bieber, and the band Fun. Wood says those songs are defiant and escapist, and they're not about long-term happiness.
I mean, obviously, pop stars have been about having fun since time immemorial, but putting like a date stamp on it almost seems like a new development.
The recession may have officially ended more than 3 years ago, but music from 2012 echoes what we already know. Times are still tough, and a lot of people are taking it one day at a time.
Tonight.
I'm David Gura for Marketplace.